squeaky wheel there. It's everything is flowing smoothly. No, it's not. No, it's not. We got wait times galore. We've got a shortage of nurses, of doctors, of all sorts of specialists. And folks, we ain't alone. This is something that pretty much every jurisdiction in Canada has been facing. But of course, being in Saskatchewan, I would like to get things right for Saskatchewan. Our next guest is going to solve all of the healthcare problems, not only for Saskatchewan, but for Canada for us. That is his promise. Right, Darren Fisher? That's why you're here joining me. I'm just joking. Darren Fisher is Managing Director for Philips Canada, and we're going to get into what Philips Canada is in a second. But Darren, I'm excited to talk to you today about a couple of things. First off, some of the biggest challenges that are facing Canadians today have to do with healthcare. You guys have a new report out that shows just how bad it's become. But then we're also going to get into a conversation around AI, artificial intelligence. And I want to throw a question out to our listeners, because I'd love to hear from you on this. As you're listening to my conversation with Darren, I want you to think about, would you be comfortable with a virtual or AI diagnosis? Send me your thoughts at 1-877-332-8255. Send a text message as I'll be speaking with Darren. But Darren, first of all, welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Welcome, welcome. You are here to solve all of our healthcare problems. I'm just saying, I'm holding you to that standard. Start out by telling me, what is Philips Canada?
Yeah, great. Hey, thanks so much for having me on the call. Really appreciate it. Philips is a multinational health technology provider. So we are in many hospitals across Canada and outside the walls of the hospital as well. We specialize in AI-enabled diagnostics, so MRI, ultrasound, CT, as well as minimally invasive procedures through image-guided therapy in a cath lab or an interventional radiology suite, as well in critical care units and on the floor in hospitals around patient monitoring. And then lastly, in the healthcare IT space and virtual care space in cardiology, radiology, we touch many points of the healthcare system here in Canada and also globally as well.
So would people in Saskatchewan have interacted with Philips Canada knowingly or unknowingly in our healthcare system?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a pretty significant footprint across Saskatchewan as well as the entire Western Canada as well.
Okay, so Darren, let's get into this report that I was just referring to. Tell me about this new report from Philips Canada and what it speaks to regarding how serious the problem, the healthcare problem and challenges have become in this country.
Yeah, so the Future Health Index is a report that we've been producing for 10 years. And this is the first year that we've produced it with Canadian data from both patients and healthcare professionals. And the crux of the report really looks at how can we transform the healthcare system, right? And using AI to help enable that. So what we teased out a little bit further in the report and the surveys was that healthcare professionals see a tremendous opportunity to use AI, both from a operational perspective, but also a clinical perspective. However, we saw less optimism from patients, right, around use of AI. So there's a pretty significant trust gap, as we're calling it, in our you know, one of our opportunities, not only to implement AI, but the way you implement it, we need to make sure that we're closing that trust gap so that patients, when they come to the hospital, when they're assessed, they feel supported by AI, that it augments clinical diagnosis and doesn't necessarily just issue a diagnosis.
Okay, so talk to me about this trust gap. Like, let's start with the healthcare professionals. Where is it that they see such tremendous opportunity when it comes to AI?
So two pieces, right? So the first one is on the operational sort of administrative task side of things. So triaging patients, moving them in the right, you know, from a scheduling perspective in the healthcare system. Each, you know, the survey showed us that healthcare professionals lose up to four plus weeks, working weeks, a year in administrative tasks.
Wow.
So
when we say healthcare professionals, are we speaking about doctors, nurses, lab techs? Who are we speaking about?
All the above, right? So we surveyed physicians, nurses, allied health professionals. So sort of run the gamut there in terms of the examples you provided. Yep.
All right. And so I see how this would be very helpful for them. And I've heard of family doctors saying, you know, having AI transcribe or make notes, charts, whatever it is that these doctors, my retired doctor father is going to be very disappointed in me not getting all the lingo right, Darren. But I see how this could be helpful for healthcare professionals. So where is this big trust gap coming from? What are the apprehensions that us regular folk have about AI being used in our healthcare system?
Yeah, so patients that were surveyed indicated that they have a much higher trust if it's that administrative function, right? So sort of moving the scheduling through the system, et cetera. Where there's apprehension is around clinical diagnosis.
Mm.
And so the opportunity there sits, you know, with multinational companies like Philips, but also with clinicians to really bring patients along for the journey, right? And show that AI can augment clinical diagnosis, clinical outcomes, et cetera. But there's still a human, there's still a clinician, there's still a doctor at the helm, right, in terms of making decisions.
So, I mean, your Future Health Index 2025 Canada that you were referring to a moment ago, this report shows that 71% of patients have waited to see a specialist with an average wait time of 131 days, the longest among 16 countries surveyed. How do you see technology and AI in particular being able to help with that?
Yeah, certainly. So there's two pieces. One, front end, triaging patients and able to move them into the system quicker, and perhaps maybe not at the site that they
want. Oh, Darren, sorry, repeat that if you may. You were just cutting out at the beginning of your answer there.
Oh, sure. No problem. So the first is on the front end, right? Triaging patients and then moving those administrative tasks through the system quicker and in an automated fashion. But the second opportunity is really around clinical workflow. So Philips today, with our MRI technology, AI-enabled MRI technology, we can scan three times quicker than you can with a conventional MRI. So if you think of, and that's just one example, one of many, where we play and other health technology providers play as well, but that's speeding up the opportunity for patients to move through the system quicker from diagnosis to treatment, you know, and hopefully back out into the community.
Okay, so tell me about that. How does that work that it's so much quicker with AI doing an MRI scan? Because that's also like, that's not just beneficial in moving people through, but MRIs are not necessarily a fun thing for people to go through. So yeah. I imagine they'd be happy with that. But how does that technology work?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been significant advances at Philips around reconstruction of images, right? So the scan up front, scan times less, and then the reconstruction on the back end using AI algorithms actually reconstructs the image. So you can see the full image, but it does it at, you know, up to three times quicker. And you're right, from an MRI, if you've ever been an MRI, it can be a bit of a scary event, right, from the noise, et cetera. So moving people through it quicker and then also being able to provide the image quicker and the diagnosis too, and there's a number of AI tools along the treatment pathway as well, or the diagnosis pathway, I should say.
Do you know, is that one of the ways that Saskatchewan healthcare system is using Philips Canada with the MRIs? Because MRIs, I mean, we're always talking about MRIs here and the wait times and everything.
Yeah, certainly there's, I can't speak to all the initiatives in Saskatchewan. Certainly access to scans is a big one. But I know with our ultrasound devices in your hospitals, you know, it used to be 20 clicks to measure, you know, parts of the heart to understand diagnosis. Now it's one click. AI automated, right?
Wow.
Or bringing the perfect views up for the clinician versus them searching for the views on an ultrasound image. So there's many different ways in which the health authorities leveraging technology today. But what we are also finding is across Canada and globally, there's some momentum, but it's still fragmented. It's not an end-to-end approach necessarily around AI implementation. And that presents a tremendous opportunity for us, both administratively, but also clinically to have impact.
I'd like to just go to break if I can for a few minutes here, Darren. And when we come back, I'm wondering if you're optimistic that the long wait times, like 131 days to see a specialist and one in five patients ending up in hospital while waiting for care, if that will be enough to convince people that AI will be a better part of their journey and make things better, or what sort of conversations do you think that, as you were alluding to earlier, clinicians need to be having with people to get them on board with this? I want more of a sales pitch from you on the efficacy of this, because I'm just playing devil's advocate. MRI, it's only taking a fraction of the time. Well, are you going to miss something in there? I don't think you will, but I want to hear your pitch on that. If you're just joining us, Darren Fisher is my guest, Managing Director for Philips Canada, and you are listening to Tamara Cherry in for Evan all week on 980 CJME, 650 CKOM. We'll be right back. Oh, somebody get me a doctor. If only somebody could get me a doctor. A new report out of Philips Canada showing that 71% of Canadian patients have waited to see a specialist with an average wait time of 131 days, the longest among 16 countries that are surveyed. So if you're just joining us, my guest is Darren Fisher. He's the managing director for Philips Canada. But wait, there is a solution. We could turn this ship around. We could imagine a whole new healthcare system with the help of digital technologies, AI. Numbers out of Philips showing that a lot of you folks are a little bit nervous about AI being involved in things like diagnoses, virtual visits. But a lot of doctors and nurses, frontline healthcare professionals are really optimistic about it. So, Darren, I wanted to pick up our conversation talking about something we were just chatting about off air. And that is that there's so many real world examples of how AI is already being used with MRIs, as you mentioned before the break, CTs, you know, patient monitoring. You mentioned algorithms off air and how this has been used with patient monitoring in ICUs for many years. And just tell me about that, because maybe that'll make people say like, huh, well, maybe I am comfortable with it if we're already sort of doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, so patient monitoring, has been around for a very long time. So if you're in a critical care unit, you'll see monitors on the wall, and you'll also see a monitor at the central station where the nurse station and intensive station is. We at Philips have been using algorithms for many, many years to predict if patients may deteriorate, right, and sort of triage patients accordingly. So centrally, if there's a number of physiological parameters that may be going the wrong way, right, clinicians see that, and it triages them to the top of the list, and they intervene right before the patient actually potentially crashes or has further deterioration. So we've been using algorithms to predict these things in ICUs, critical care units, for many, many years. And so we're really just sort of honing and optimizing that with AI-based algorithms moving forward to become even more predictive, right, and be able to intervene even earlier within critical care units and outside the walls of the hospital as well from a monitoring perspective.
When we talk about AI more broadly in society, we often hear about how it's going to cost jobs. It's just a reality. Would that be the case with healthcare, or is this more seen as a companion to, our already thinly staffed healthcare system?
Yeah. So when you think of AI and as a multinational organization that invests heavily in AI, we look at it as augmenting clinicians. And so we know in Canada and we know in Saskatchewan, there's a real shortage of staff, right? Clinicians to help patients. And so we see it augmenting and helping, right? Directing people much quicker to an area of concern, whether it be in an image, whether it be in a lab report. How can they move quicker to make a diagnosis and then sort of a treatment plan versus just combing through data and trying to figure that out? So we see it augmenting healthcare delivery.
Okay, Darren, we've just got a couple minutes left, less than that even. But I wonder, what is your outlook for the years to come? AI is moving so quickly. How far out are we from potentially technology that could really dramatically improve healthcare access in this country?
So I'm extremely optimistic, and anybody that works in my field, right, in the health technology field, there's massive investments in AI because we see the future and the opportunity to move quicker in healthcare, make quicker diagnoses, et cetera. To answer your question, when is the time? The time is actually right now. The time is right now. There are enough solutions on the market, in the market right now, to have tremendous impact, and we're seeing, I would say, good momentum, but still sort of fragmented in terms of AI adoption. Mm. In our products, more than 50% of our products have AI built in. And in many years, a few years down the road, almost everything's going to have AI built in. So that's our roadmap, right, around AI investment. And we're predicting it can have tremendous impact in alleviating staff shortages, improving outcomes and just moving the healthcare system and healthcare delivery much quicker.
A really fascinating conversation on AI, and one that has so much more urgency when we're talking about healthcare, because people are waiting now to see a specialist. People are going to hospital or being hospitalized now while they're waiting. Darren Fisher, Managing Director for Philips Canada, thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. All right, coming up after the break, 1 in 3 women are impacted by intimate partner violence. What does that make you think about? How about head injuries? There's a new campaign raising the alarm bell on brain injuries that result from intimate partner violence. That conversation right around the corner on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.